as it is Remember a Charity Week this week, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we thought it was a good time to catch up with two of our legacy managers here at the RNIB. And I'm now joined by Jane Bishop and Helen Hampton from the RNIB Legacy Management Team to find out a bit more. Hello, Jane and Helen, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Lovely to speak to you.
Hello, Toby. Yes, really pleased to be able to talk to you today.
Well, firstly, could you both give us a bit about yourselves, how long you've been working at the RNIB and what you do as legacy managers?
Well, I've been working for RNIB now for 8 years. I got the role of Senior Legacy Management Officer, and I believe I'm the newest of the team, aren't I? Apart from Daniel's our Senior Legacy Income Manager. But apart from that, yes, I'm the newest one. Helen's been here even longer than I have.
And over to you, Helen.
Yes, I joined RNIB back in October 2010, and along with sort of my other colleagues who form part of the team, I started as Legacy Secretary because I didn't really have a lot of experience in legacy management. It's rather a niche role. I'd done a lot of other work as administrator and executive assistant, but I started at the bottom as a secretary and gradually sort of built my way up, and now I'm a legacy management officer because it's one of those roles where there's nothing like experience. You just learn as you go along.
And to the both of you, what sort of things do you mainly do as a legacy manager?
Well, goodness, what don't we do? It's a bit of a jack of all trades when it comes to legacy management. I think people are often under the sort of misapprehension that we sort of receive the money in and we bank it and we thank people, and that's pretty much all we do. What generally happens is we've got the sort of an awful lot of hats. There's our job, obviously, as legacy officer, but that sort of covers things such as you do bits of law, so you can become a lawyer. An accountant, we do a lot of estate accounts that we deal with because we deal with a lot of property sales as well as part of estates. You know, you could say that we are estate agents, property developers, you know, auctioneers, mediators, as well as often being a bit of a counsellor as well. So it certainly is a job that covers a multitude of hats.
Yes, the other thing I'd like to add is every person's will is obviously completely personal and therefore completely unique. So we never really know what a will is going to say, what the nature of a legacy to RNIB may be. There may be very specific instructions that the person wishes us to follow. You know, often people would like to leave a legacy to a particular area. So all these things have to be looked at individually. But on the plus side, that makes it so interesting because no will is the same as another one.
And why are legacies so important to the RNIB?
Well, I think it's, you know, that can be summed up quite succinctly, really. Legacies that we deal with as a team, you know, as a small team of five, actually bring in about a third of RNIB's entire income. So you can see from that, you know, that, you know, the sort of the amounts that we're talking about in terms of the services that we provide, you know, they do cover a sort of a third of what comes in as donations to RNIB. So it's massively important, you know, and it is something that we need to ensure sort of carries on in years to come, you know, because these things, you know, they do diminish, but people leave less, you know, they've got more important things to think of when they're writing their wills. We have a sort of sister team who do sort of our sort of legacy fundraising, if you like, and sort of, you know, we're always sort of trying to get people interested in legacy giving and why it's so important to RNIB. And, you know, that includes not only people that, you know, we're in contact with, it's staff, you know, it's something that we're always trying to get out there, which is another part of our job.
Yes, I agree with Jane there that sort of like raising the profile of legacies is really important. I think because we're such a small team within RNIB, often people don't really know what we do or sort of how significant it is really to the overall income of the charity. So that's why this week is just so important for us to share with everybody, you know, what we do and how important legacies really are.
The RNIB must receive some unusual gifts from time to time.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, there's certain things that sort of stick in your mind and, you know, they're probably ones that people will talk about over the years. Personally, I know sort of this is going back before my time, but so a colleague that I worked with when I first came to RNIB, we had a lady who'd left her entire estate to RNIB, which was lovely, and it is pretty much what we deal with on a daily basis. But what part of her requests that she had left with her will was that we retrieve her frozen budgie, Snowy, from a freezer. And he was to be buried with her. And that was part of the request, you know, that we had as part of getting her entire estate. We also had another one, very similar, same lady dealt with it, who I worked with when I first came to RNIB. And she had instructions, again, an estate that had been left to us, but there was £4,000, which was buried in a rhubarb patch, and she had to go and dig it up. So that was quite an unusual one as well. But yeah, I know there's, I mean, there are, I believe, you know, we've been left things like glass eyes, real eyes, all sorts of things. But like I say, it's often the gifts which aren't left to us, which are the most amusing things that, or the most unusual things that we hear about.
Yes, it's true. Sometimes reading through a will and you'll be reading something and it'll be, I leave so-and-so to my sister and I leave this to my brother, and then I move on to charity gifts. And then at the bottom, there might be something like, I leave my silver tankard, which is engraved second best turnips, to my nephew. And there'll be no other information. And you're like, really? Second best turnips, and they got a silver tankard. It's just very comical. I've also seen wills where somebody has left the shelf in their pantry that has jars of homemade marmalade. So clearly this lady's recipe for marmalade, it must have been absolutely amazing. But it does give you a giggle sometimes.
And what have been the most heartwarming cases that you've had to deal with?
We do a lot. I mean, the thing is, I think when people leave gifts to RNIB in their will, there is very often a very personal reason, you know, why they've chosen us, you know, as one or the only charity that they have remembered. I dealt with a lady fairly recently who was administering her mother's estate, and she'd left a gift to our talking book service. And it's always quite nice to try and find out why, you know, if there's a particular reason why we've been remembered. And the lady that I was speaking to, her mother was one of our original, you know, it turned out that she was one of our original talking book volunteer narrators, and she'd done this for 22 years. And her daughter said it was quite lovely speaking about it because it brought back so many fond memories, because she can remember being asked to play quietly, and that her dad had to go round all of the clocks in the house and turn them off so they didn't chime or tick loudly while she was doing the recordings. And she said it was quite lovely thinking about it because it wasn't something that she'd thought about for many years. She was quite nice that she could talk about it. And, you know, and she said she really enjoyed sort of telling us sort of all the memories that she had of her mum. So that was lovely.
Yes, I'd just like to add to that as well. As Jane said, particularly when we deal with family members who contact us and want to organise the legacy gift that's been left to us, it's such a difficult time for them. But when you get the chance to speak to them, you find it's always so moving when they tell you things like, literally, the RNIB was a lifeline to their relative. And we do hear that time and time again, how much they appreciate everything that's been done, you know, during their relative's lifetime. Sometimes it's because talking books provided an absolute amazing solution when somebody thought their world was coming to an end and they thought life, you know, would never be the same again. And it really does make our day when we get it, when we get either a letter like that or we get the chance to speak to a member of the family. And it makes such a difference. It makes you realise just how truly personal so many of these gifts are.
Well, thank you both very much, Jane and Helen, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And what a fantastic insight into the work of legacy management.
You're very welcome, Toby. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby.